We're going back.
Vesek looked startled, but didn't argue.
I want the fastest possible transit back into Xavier. They can't wait.
Esme still didn't want to go back, any more than she'd wanted to be part of a mutiny, to have Dovir's blood and organs splashed into her face, to have this command. But it was her ship now, and she would do what she had to.
Prepare for battle.
No one argued. No one bothered her at all. She still had no idea how she was going to fight, but she would.
They're after Paradox.
And she's out of darts. Damn it, Tinsy, get her out of there!
But the patrol ship was too close to the planet to risk jump, and at these distances, its maneuvering advantage disappeared. Scan showed acceleration, but the need to keep the screens on full combat strength held it well below maximum. Then the rising curve took Paradox out of their line of sight behind the planet. She would have to go closer to Paganini before she could pull away, if she could. Vigilance couldn't help. Their flank screens were still down, though the engineers kept saying just another minute or two, and the damaged assault carrier lobbed enough missiles at them to keep them busy, shifting so that those which broke through met solid shields.
It's not Hearn, on Despite. Someone named Suiza?
By the crew's list, that's a jig. What did they have, a mutiny?
Harris had other things to worry about than who had killed whom on Despite.
Must have. But why are they here now?
Their scan icon had the bright blue edge, meaning a relative V in major fractions of light speed.
They're coming almighty fast. Came out fast and haven't slowed. Their scans will be useless.
They're running on maps. Can they slow that thing by Xavier, or are they going to blow by?
Wait, there it is. They're breaking. By time lag, that's 2 hours back.
The scan fragmented as the incoming ship's relativistic motion skewed all the data. When it steadied again, Despite was only hours away.
Regular Space Service patrol craft Despite. Esme Suiza commanding, in advance of a Familius Regnant force.
She probably hoped that would scare off the Benignity ships. Harris knew it wouldn't. They had lost too much. They would fight to the death now, having no alternative. The newcomer lit up the scan screens like fireworks.
At least her weapons are hot.
No jig can fight an admiral of the Compassionate Hand on his own flagship. He's no fool.
Despite had arrived with too much relative velocity, and now she swung wide of Xavier, still trying to break.
Fire now! Damn it. Micro-jump into position. Do something!
But Despite rolled on. A moment later, just as Paradox came back into line of sight, clawing its way up, its shields flared.
Damn. He's going to lose them.
Now they could see the enemy cruiser, in the textbook position for killing smaller, faster ships. Its greater firepower had full weight now. The shields flared again and again, each time a little more. Harris wanted to close her eyes, but forced herself to watch. Toward the end, Tinsy must have realized his position was hopeless. Suddenly, Paradox accelerated, full power.
He cut the shields. He's gonna ram!
He's too far away!
Utsudis was right. The Benignity commander hadn't let Paradox get close enough for that. Instead, a final round of fire poured into the unprotected ship, and Paradox blew. The enemy cruiser's shield sparkled briefly as it fended off debris.
1,823. No one is going to survive that blast.
Utsudis looked up a moment and rubbed his eyes.
Damn it. That idiot on Despite had done something. Anything to distract that admiral.
Later.
If they had a later. Even with Despite, the odds were no better than before, and she could not count on an inexperienced captain. 3-1 she faced, and here came the cruiser and the other assault carrier.
Shields are up.
Good.
It didn't make that much difference. They'd lost over half their remaining missiles. They were outgunned and too close to the planet to go into jump. But shields would help, at least delay the end. The end came first to one of the assault carriers, the one with damaged shields. Harris, concentrating on the enemy cruiser, had no idea why the carrier suddenly burst and spewed its load of vehicles and personnel and heavy equipment into space. No one did until afterward, when the sole survivor of the shuttle that had used its phase cannon told them. At the time, she assumed that Despite had gotten off a lucky shot. The captain of the other assault carrier reacted by taking his ship down, trying to cut beneath Vigilance and perhaps also release his load. He paid for this mistake when he hit a drift of mines. The carrier, now with a sizable hole in the hull, immediately launched its drop shuttles, only to have most of them blown away by other orbiting mines on the way down. Harris had no leisure to enjoy his plight, for the remaining cruiser attacked with all its force. Vigilance faced the same problems as Paradox. Its shields bled power from the drive and kept them from using their superior speed and maneuverability. Through the maelstrom that combat made of their scans, no one could find Despite.
If she'd only come up on his rear, she couldn't blow him up, but she could distract him, take a little of the heat off us.
Then the Paganini blew, a burst of debris and radiation that completely blanked their screens.
Ouch.
Harris didn't quite believe it. She would have pinched herself if a dozen people hadn't been staring at her, their faces full of her own disbelief. When the scans cleared at last, Despite hung steady, a light second away, with a very nervous-looking young Jig on a tight-beam link to Vigilance. The extra signals Kutsudis had noted when Despite first blew into the system belonged to regular space service ships. Cruisers, patrols, escorts, battle platforms, and the supply and service ships needed to keep them going. Tankers, mine layers, mine sweepers, troop carriers.
The question is whether they're with us or against us. Considering the last multiple arrivals...
More likely they're answering your signals.
Kutsudis fiddled with his scans.
Well, Captain, it's family, whether that pleases you or not. That's the Harrier, Admiral Vita Serrano's flagship. Signaling Admiral aboard, too.
At us or in general?
In general. They won't have us on scan yet.
Even after so long, even with the exhaustion dragging the flesh below his eyes into dark pockets, he still had that smug attitude about his scans, and deserved to.
Fine. Then continue our present broadcast, and I want this shift bridge crew to go down for 6 hours.
We're as rested as the others.
Which is not rested at all. I want my main shift crew rested first, then the others in rotation. Tabs for all. Oh, and add a time tag to that broadcast, with the end of battle all secured code. That way they won't have conniptions if they come roaring in and find out I'm asleep.
They would anyway, but she would tell the next shift to wake her once she'd gotten this gaggle off to their racks. The second shift, called back, looked no worse than the ones they relieved,